With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a conference organised by the Irish Council for Civil Liberties in Dublin today will hear that democracy is coming under increasing threat both at home and abroad. And Michael McGrath, EU Commissioner for Democracy, Justice and the Rule of Law and Consumer Rights, is a keynote speaker at the event, and he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Commissioner.
Hi, Kira. Good morning to you.
I know you're speaking at this event, but more broadly, you are involved in the rollout of what's being referred to as the Democracy Shield to protect people within the EU from, I suppose, disinformation, misinformation, and support the pillars of democracy. Explain to us what this is.
Sure, Kira. Well, I guess to put it all in context, we are approaching the first anniversary of the new European Commission coming into office. And so across my portfolio in the early weeks and months, I started a number of new initiatives that are now coming to fruition so that we could, over the remaining 4 years of the mandate, implement the different measures in rule of law, democracy, justice reforms, and across the whole area of consumer protection. So happy to talk about any of them. But yes, on democracy, we have published now a European Democracy Shield proposal alongside an EU strategy for civil society. And fundamentally, it is about protecting the pillars that are the foundations of our democracy. So a free and independent media, a flourishing civil society, freedom of expression, fair elections, maintaining the integrity of electoral processes, and also having a safe environment for the conduct of politics. And so we've published our proposals, the centrepiece of which really is setting up a new European Centre for Democratic Resilience that will act as a hub as such for cooperation and information exchange between EU member states, institutions and different authorities around the EU that are involved in protecting and upholding the integrity of our democracy. I'm somebody, as you know, who comes from an electoral background, having spent 25 years at local and national level in Irish politics before going to the European Commission. And I think we have to recognise how precious our democracy is. We should never take it for granted. We have to continue to nurture it and invest in it. And it is facing threats now that are of a different nature to what was there before. And technology has played a role in that, of course.
I do fully agree with you that protecting democracy is vitally important. But you are being accused with this Democracy Shield of things like censorship. Is there truth in that?
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
No, it's absolute rubbish. In fact, the Democracy Shield and even the digital rule book we have in the EU, the Digital Services Act, have inbuilt safeguards to protect freedom of expression. So I'm also the commissioner with responsibility for upholding our fundamental rights in the European Union, one of which is free speech, freedom of expression. It's a core value of being European and of who we are, and it absolutely must be safeguarded. That said, whatever is illegal offline should also be illegal online. And we are very clear that in the Digital Services Act, for example, it's not about content moderation. Legal content, irrespective of how strong or robust the views or the criticisms may be, are absolutely to be protected.
Okay.
And that right is sacrosanct.
I've read everything I can about this Democracy Shield, and repeatedly there was talk about the far right. And I'm not suggesting for a moment that that isn't a threat to democracy and that that isn't an issue. But I am thinking of things like, who defines what disinformation or misinformation is? It isn't just the far right who engages it. Somebody might say that, for example, in the run-up to the last general election here in Ireland, that the government parties were saying we were going to have 40,000 houses completed by the end of the year, bearing in mind the election was on the 29th of November, so it was at the end of the year, more or less, 40,000 houses. It turned out we were going to have 30,000 houses built. That would have changed the face of the run into the general election. Some people might accuse that of disinformation. How will you deal with disinformation that comes from the establishment?
It doesn't matter where disinformation comes from. If false information is being deliberately peddled and amplified through the algorithms of the big tech platforms, then the obligations that are within the Digital Services Act come into play. And they have an obligation, for example, to mitigate the what we call a systemic risk to not just civic discourse, but also the integrity of elections through
You take my point on that. I think that would have been an election issue. Had it been known by the population and the electorate that there was only 30,000, that we had fallen short of our target on housing rather than exceeded our housing target, which is what we were told, I think that would have been an issue for the election. Like, there's no comeback to the government parties for saying that. Nothing has happened to them for saying that. So do you take my point that there are disinformation in the ether out there coming from all sides?
Yeah, but I guess your question is assuming that the information that was put into the public domain was deliberately false. I mean, that is what disinformation is, and you're getting into the realm of,
well,
of
would
a political
be my,
debate.
It would be my conjecture that they knew at the time what the actual number was, and that it was at a time when it would have been politically difficult for them to defend that coming into an election. That would be my point.
I think the fundamental point is that the public are entitled to facts. They're entitled to impartial information. They're entitled to lots of opinions, of course, including strongly held opinions. But they are entitled to have an environment where free and fair elections can be conducted. And the core objective of our efforts to protect democracy are to ensure that every individual citizen has that democratic entitlement to cast their ballot for whomever they wish, wherever that person is on the spectrum of politics, and to do so in free and fair elections, free from interference. Not just foreign, you're right, there can be interference domestically as well, and from within the European Union, where unfortunately we do see the emergence of certain authoritarian traits, and that is a concern. But it's not just about disinformation. It's also about technology. It's about the role of AI deepfakes. We saw one, as you know, immediately before the presidential election in Ireland, which was of pretty good quality. I think most people tuned into politics would have known it wasn't real. But you can see the potential impact that such deepfakes can have in the hours leading up to an election. So it's about protecting the integrity of election, making sure we have safe spaces for free speech, for full, robust debate at election time. But we also have to recognise, Ciara, that there are efforts to interfere in elections, not just in the European Union, but in the neighbourhood of the European Union, in countries that aspire to EU membership, where Russia, for example, has a vested interest in ensuring that they don't join the European Union. And those countries have faced extraordinary levels of interference, not least in the recent election in Moldova, for example.
Commissioner Michael McGrath, EU Commissioner for Democracy, Justice, the Rule of Law and Consumer Protection, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.